It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hola, amigos. It is another exciting day of the Sports Hangover. At least it's exciting to me. It's Tuesday, June 25th. This time tomorrow, kind of a big announcement right here on ESPN New Orleans. Definitely want to tune in. I'll do my best to make it must-listen to radio. And no, it's not because Jordy Inter and I will go back and forth arguing again about something. It's actually newsworthy. Big day today to kind of touch on some topics here as well and get your feedback. As always, you can give us a call, 800-998-1003. You can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. And, of course, Facebook, Instagram, the works, get a hold of us that way. A handful of topics that we're going to get into. 1215, Jeff Duncan, TopSpeakUNOLA.com. Nothing specific Saints-wise, though it's a topic. Yesterday, Cam Jordan was on Good Morning Football, and I touched on this a little bit yesterday, but I wanted to get a lot into Pels and Zion and the weekend and Friday and all of that. But Cam Jordan was asked on Good Morning Football very simply, should he be, Michael Thomas, the highest paid receiver? Remember last week, Jeff Duncan tweeted, and both sides are about $4 million apart. Thomas wants 22, Saints completely fine with making him 18. That would match Odell Beckham Jr. and be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. So that's been a topic. And again, this is the, I'm not going to call it the slow period because I think that's a lazy thing to say, but this is, you're waiting. It's a lull, right? You're waiting for 5 days for free agency in the NBA. Then things are going to pick up Sunday at 5 p.m. Central. You're going to see six a lot. It's 5 p.m. Central, 6 Eastern. And then obviously you have that lull until training camp, which, by the way, when you look at it, Jeff tweeted this yesterday, and it hit me like a slap in the face. You guys do realize that we are less than a month away for the rookies to report. And do you know what today is? Do you know what the date is today?
The 25th.
It's the 25th of?
I forgot.
June. It's June. The month of June. Yeah, How did you forget you're in June? It's June.
Sorry.
Okay. 1 month. 1 month from today, Veterans Report. July 25th. First full day of practice in pads. First full day of pads will be in the 27th. So, yeah, it's here. It's here. I keep saying it's here. You're a month away. You're a month away. Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, a month from today. We'll be letting you know what's going on. Hey,
giving us the
getting
the
ready.
Scoop.
Well, it's no scoop, but it's yeah, exactly. We're getting ready. Will we have a new contract for Michael Thomas? I don't know. But yeah, Veterans Report, and the first full day of pads, the 27th. It's incredible. So we're ready to go. So it's a little early. Actually, no, I look at it in July. So, yeah, 25th is the first day of practice. That's the first day of practice. First day of pads, the 27th, that's a Saturday. So that's on par. You normally have the first 2 days of practice normal, and then that first day, that weekend, that Saturday, join the intern. The fans are out there ready to go. Cracking of the pads. The excitement kind of dwindles around Tuesday, and you're hot. You just want the first preseason game. And then it's time for the first preseason game the following Thursday.
Air condition.
And then about a minute and a half in the first quarter of the first preseason game, you're ready for the regular season. But it is coming. That's my whole point I wanted to get into, though. You're a month away. A month from today. Okay? A month from today. Training camp. For your New Orleans Saints. So 1 month is all you got to wait to get into that. In the meantime, as we know, the hope and goal, at least per reports, Jeff as well, saying, hey, it's to try to get Michael Thomas a contract. Cam Jordan on Good Morning Football.
Speaking of money, though, Michael Thomas, we were talking about it a little earlier.
Paid him in.
Oh, there, Cam, you dig it. Highest paid receiver in the league.
I mean, nobody's done what he's done in his first three years. Highest paid.
Ooh. All right, simple.
Nobody's catching
it. Is it that simple?
More receptions? Who's had more in the first 3 years?
Mm. And he's the guy.
Yeah. His catch rate speaks for itself.
85 plus.
Okay, so that's Cam Jordan yesterday. This morning on Get Up, and it's one of the things I'm going to ask you guys out there, 800-998-1003. I just want your opinions, and I want facts. I want yes or no. So you're going to hear this a lot during this debate nationally. No team has won a Super Bowl with the receiver being the highest paid player, or with the highest paid player at receiver. Boy, that was that jumble. Let's try that again. No team has won the Super Bowl that has one of their receivers as the highest paid receiver in the league. Okay? So that was mentioned this morning. Mike Greenberg had Marcus Spears on there. And he said, hey, look, no offense to Michael Thomas. He's good. He's produced. He feels top paid at your position, you need to be transcending. He says he's not a transcending receiver. He said in his mind, and Marcus Spears took over and said there's four. Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, and I just missed the third one. It's in my head. I'll get it in a second. There was three. It wasn't Michael Thomas. He has Thomas at five.
Hopkins?
No, he's one. Brown. I mean, I literally just had it in my head. Julio Jones.
Dallas?
Oh, Odell Cooper? Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham.
Odell.
So those are the four that he has. Beckham, Hopkins, Brown, and Jones. He says Thomas is just under that tier. Do you agree? One of the reasons he says, hey, look, it's the old saying, which I think is just a dumb saying sometimes, but I understand why it's there. Product of your system. Well, I mean, was Jerry Rice not a product of the West Coast offense, of the system? It's not a bad thing. For some reason, media, I feel sometimes, and fans have come up with, hey, players shouldn't be given the proper credit because the system works. You gotta have one without the other. I mean, you gotta have one with the other. Does that make any sense? Right? I understand where that comes from. The adage of like, you can get like the quarterback from the Patriots, you can get somebody from, you know, a team like we saw like with Scott Mitchell or something of that nature, you know, and look, you get them out of that system and they're terrible. But for a player to succeed, I think you need to have certain ingredients. You need to have a coach that knows how to use you. You need to have a team that can support you, right? And you need to be able to run an offense or defense if you're a defensive player that best suits and fits you, right? What if Lawrence Taylor with the Giants wasn't in a pressure-style defense? You can pick that situation with anything. Elway, Marino, they were pass happy, right? What if you had a coach that believed in bleeding the clock and running? You have to have that. Look, Drew Brees isn't a Hall of Famer if he and Sean Payton don't meet. But Sean Payton doesn't win the Super Bowl if he doesn't have Drew Brees. Could that possibility exist? Look, it's the chicken and the egg. Who's more important? The player or the coach. So I understand it. Could Sean Payton have won a Super Bowl with Dante Culpepper? With another quarterback? Say Breeze signed with Miami. Would Sean Payton have been as successful? I think you look at any Hall of Famer, especially at that position, where you look at receiver, you have had to have a perfect marriage. It makes sense, right? But it's almost odd that Michael Thomas is going to be punished because he's in the system. Here's my thing, why I think that doesn't apply to this. And again, I understand where Greenberg is trying to come from, but here's why I think he's a little off. The next closest receiver, look it up. It was almost 100 catches less last year by a receiver. So he was the leading receiver. When I think of pass happy, because they brought up Colston. They brought up Colston, never made a Pro Bowl, product of the system. And you know what? In that instance, I could almost say, I got you, because no receiver really sort of stood out. It was spread everywhere. You definitely saw a lot of things where, you know, he was the top guy. We knew that here locally, and they told you that as well. But I get that because a lot of receivers had an impact, though, the other receivers. But you can't say that last year, and you can't say that when it comes to receiving right now. Right? So Michael Thomas had 125 receptions last year, 1,405 yards. Alvin Kamara, a running back, was next at 81. Ben Watson, a tight end, was next at 35. The next receiver was rookie Traquan Smith at 28. 97 catches less. You get what I'm getting at? It's like if two or three of your receivers were, you know, catching the balls everywhere, right? Product of a pass-happy system. Like, greatest show on turf. Right? I mean, Kurt Warner was just delivering the football everywhere. Everyone in the world knows Michael Thomas is getting the ball. And in the last two seasons, especially last year, everyone knew you had to try to cover him and all he did was get open. So, and even Spears said it this morning. I'm trying to find the audio of it. But he even said it this morning. He's like, look, the guy gets open. All he does is get open. I'm like, well, when you walk into a room, and Joe, I'm going to get to you in 30 seconds here. If you walk into a room and go, I deserve to be the highest paid, is that not something you're saying? Does that not mean that you should be? What makes you, what is the definition of best or should be highest paid your position? I don't know what transcending means then. If your job is a receiver and that is to get open and to make catches and to help your quarterback and to help the team. And if you're doing all of the above and you've done it every year that you've been in the league, 1,000 yards every year, that kind of defines that, doesn't it? Is it because it's not flashy? Is it because, you know, I don't know. I don't get that. But again, that's what those guys said. It's Brown, it's Beckham, it's Hopkins, it's Julio Jones. That tier. They said Thomas is below that. Saints willing to give him 18. He'd like 22. I think they'd sell at 20. But they're discussing, and nationally they're discussing, should he be the top paid receiver? Joe, thanks for giving the show a call. What you got, man?
I think the problem is transcendence is defined as fame. And the problem with being in a small market like New Orleans is that the media defines who's famous. So if the problem is that Michael Thomas is not famous enough, that has nothing to do with his production. It has to do with everything in terms of how the media covers the New Orleans market, which is barely at all. So it has nothing to do with his production. He is a transcendent receiver. He's just not famous enough. And that's essentially their fault.
Joe, you think that's part of the reason last year you saw him a little more active in social media, a little more active on the field, yapping and stuff?
Of course. The only receivers that get the attention of the big markets are the ones who act out. Look at Drew Brees could throw for 7,000 yards in a game and wouldn't get as much coverage as the next goalpost that Odell Beckham slams his helmet in.
Yeah, when he hugs the kicking nets and makes out with them, I mean, it is, that does deserve the top highlight, doesn't it, John? It's crazy. No, you're right, though. But that's what I'm getting at. It's just crazy because, again, what is the guy's job? I mean, I don't think something more than this tells you why he should be paid that, right? Michael Thomas, 97 more, not 7, not 27, not 47. 97 more receptions than the next receiver. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't think that's possible when you think about it.
I don't know how much more he has to dominate the position to get the attention of these markets. And it's when it's when fame is created by them and then perpetuated by them, and then they don't cover the team, and then they complain that he's not famous enough, well, that seems like a them problem and not a Michael Thomas problem. He just needs to keep doing what he's doing,
yeah,
and he's earned his money.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I think easily the 18, I mean, makes sense, right? I mean, if Beckham is in there, we can compare numbers and stats, and if anything, he's right there with Odell Beckham. So he has shadowed his career essentially in terms of numbers, most receptions, and all of that stuff. They're pretty much identical. But again, it just comes down to this. When the next guy that catches the most passes is your running back, and again, Alvin Kamara about to get paid, and then Ben Watson is no longer with you, and it's a rookie, Traquan Smith. I mean, then it's Ingram with 21, Ted Ginn is 17. I know he had injuries, but still, you are 97 more catches than any other receiver. It isn't a system. It's a, that's the guy that I need to get the football to, and that's the guy, more importantly, Joe, that's been getting the football, is receiving it.
Well, the problem is people try to say it's either a system thing or a receiver
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's both.
Yeah.
And it can be both.
Yeah.
And so look out next year when Jared Cook's out there. Let's see what Michael Thomas does. He earned that money.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the phone call, man. 800-998-1003. We'll talk a little bit about this with Jeff Duncan, and also the message that was on the jersey from quarterback Drew Brees to Zion Williamson. Did you see it on his Instagram? Did you see it? Jordan, you have it pulled up right there behind his right shoulder and elbow. You see an autographed jersey in a frame from quarterback Drew Brees. The message on the jersey, we'll talk to Jeff Duncan of the TimespeakUnola.com about that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee, it's the summer pickup van at Bucket Gear. Do I have a deal for you? Buy one, get one. You believe that? Of course you don't. I would get fired. So fired. But what can we really do during the summer pickup van at Bucket Gear? This is what we can do. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Optima and take $5,000 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 and take $6,000 off the MSRP. And you want to live in more? How about right now? Take $8,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Stinger. That's the hottest new four-door sports car around. Also, come do yourself a favor. Come check out the new 2020 Kia Telluride. That is the SUV everybody in the world is talking about it, and we got it in Homa. Now, those are the real deals we have during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia in Homa or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember, that's strength and laughter.
19KT034. MSRP 27850. $2,000 discount. 3,000 customer care. Stock number 19KT06. MSRP 36945. $4,000 discount. 1,000 customer care. 19KO26. MSRP 4059. 1,500 dealer discount. 3,000 customer care. 1,000 bonus care. Switch CTNL. See dealer for detail. Offer ends June 1st, 2019.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now, where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2019 best value brand. Seriously.
Now's the time to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer.
Based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Be sure to tune in high noon tomorrow. Big announcement right here on ESPN New Orleans that it is not that Jordan the intern got a haircut.
Or that I just hit 300 followers on Twitter,
finally.
There it is,
ladies and gentlemen, 300 Twitters on follower.
And you could follow me at JD.
Oh, you know what? That's terrible. At Jeff Duncan _. That's probably a better follow. Jeff, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Gus, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Having a little fun, talking a little bit about Michael Thomas, and we'll get into that here in a quick second. Today we saw the official announcement, the Graf becoming the voice of your New Orleans Pelicans on radio over there. Obviously, we know Todd pretty well. I'm trying to think of somebody that would probably be more excited to be calling Zion than him right now.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible, isn't it? And I can't wait to see what kind of catchphrase Graf comes up with on these Zion alley-oop finishes. I know he's probably going to try and let it become organic, but we all know it's going to be epic the first time Zion throws one down. And I'm really happy for Graf, as I'm sure you are, everybody in New Orleans. I mean, he's a local, and he loves the city, and he is going to make Zion and the Pelicans radio broadcast must listen.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it for sure. And along those lines, we'll talk some Saints here with Thomas and the message that Drew Brees had there with Zion Williamson, because it's been the toast, man, the last couple of days. It's crazy. I kept telling the intern here, don't pinch me on Monday, definitely not on Friday. What I saw at Draft Fest was incredible. And then you see him meet everybody on Friday, and you see that just charisma. I asked Jordan, I said, what was your first reaction? He's like, I was starstruck. I mean, and I think that's sort of like when people meet him, he just has that impact on you. Then you see him at the court dedication Saturday, and the guy's just like, it's just natural. You use the word organic, and that's one thing that you see with him. What's been your impression from Thursday to now on that side of the parking lot in Pelicanville?
Well, look, he definitely has a magnetism about him that attracts fans. I mean, there's a reason he's got millions of followers on Instagram. It's not just because the guy can dunk. You know, he's obviously an incredible athlete, but there's more to it than that. And I think New Orleanians are going to fall in love with this kid if they haven't already. Just the natural charm he has, the way he carries himself, he's so mature for a kid that's 18, getting ready to turn 19. You know, I've just blown away by someone that could have the selflessness that he has in our culture today, Gus. I mean, let's face it, we live in the selfie social media generation. Everything's mm-hmm. about ourselves. We're all about me. And here's a guy that if anyone could have that go to his head, it would be Zion Williamson. He's been a star since he was 15 years old, yet he's the exact opposite. He deflects attention. He's a natural servant leader. He defers to others, and it's just really refreshing to see. And I think that's one of the things that immediately New Orleans had gravitated to, is just his selfless leadership. And we've seen that over the years in Drew Brees, and now we're seeing it in Zion Williamson. The kid's going to be 19 years old here in a week, so it's really remarkable.
Speaking with Jeff Duncan at Jeff Duncan_columnist for the TimeSpeakingNola.com. You've covered this front office on Saints side of things for quite some time, and you know a lot of those principal characters at the board, the works. To see the transition just in the last couple of months, I have trouble putting into words. It's refreshing. It's great to see. Since from the hire of David Griffin to now, man, did you ever think you'd see the day? It's the best way I could describe it, right?
Yeah, well, look, they knew they had to take this move seriously. I mean, the franchise was at a crossroads. Let's face it. I mean, the fans here have been very frustrated, been asked to be patient over the years, and really struggled to develop a consistent winning product on the court. So, you know, kudos to Gail Benson and the management team out there for, you know, having the foresight and I think the humility to turn this over to, you know, Mike Ford, the top headhunter in the league, at the recommendation of Adam Silver, for listening to people that knew more about it than probably they did, and they understood what they didn't know. And then once they got the collection of six executives to interview, then they could pick the one they wanted. But to get to that six took turning over the process to someone on the outside of the building, and a lot of organizations wouldn't have done that, and I think that speaks volumes to the leadership out there right now and understanding that this was a critical hire and they had to get it right. And from all accounts, they hit a home run with David Griffin.
you know, when you look at what's going to happen, we'll see. Obviously, it's got to translate to winning. But you talked about what Zion and the pressures and all this other stuff that come his way. When Drew Brees gives you an autographed jersey and it says to Zion, passing the torch to you, who that? Wow, that's a big torch to pass there. I think it's probably in reference of you're probably going to become the face of what people outside of here kind of think of New Orleans, right? I mean, and that's kind of the thing that Drew Brees has become. And you think of Saints, you think of Drew Brees. He's been that ambassador of the city anywhere he goes. I think that's what he means by that message, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure Drew Brees is going to get asked about it early when he gets here for training camp. That, yeah, that was pretty eye-opening. Drew Brees doesn't toss around phrases like that without thinking it through. And certainly, Zion Williamson has got a long way to go to become Drew Brees and to become accomplished as he is, but he is going to be the face of the New Orleans Pelicans. David Griffin's doing his best to temper those expectations by putting the burden on the court, at least on Drew Holiday. But we all know off the court, there's no one close to Zion Williamson that's ever come to New Orleans, maybe since, I guess, the Pete Maravich days. You know, it's been that kind of buildup for him, and I think he's equipped to handle it, but I think the organization is going to do its best to take some of that burden off of him by Sharon Alou, but it doesn't help when Drew Brees comes out and says, you're going to be the guy after I leave, no doubt.
Yeah, at Jeff Duncan _ is the way to follow Jeff over on Twitter. Jeff, let's transition to his team. I think what's remarkable, and I get it, I mean, these are big storylines. New guy in charge, the AD trade, who is that going to be to? Winning the lottery, the draft. But it's overshadowed. OTA, minicamp to an extent. But I also think it's because, Jeff, this team's entering, remarkably, as you tweeted, 1 month from today is the first practice, the 25th of July. They're entering training camp relatively quiet for a reason. I when we watched the OTAs and the minicamp practices, there was not very many storylines in terms of competition, in terms of depth, in terms of, you know, question marks on this roster. It's a team that looked to me like they knew what they had to get your work in, get healthy. We'll see you week one. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're spot on. I mean, I think this team could play a game tomorrow. I mean, they're ready. There's very few newcomers that they're going to be asking to really play important roles. Maybe center Eric McCoy, the rookie from Texas A&M. Obviously, Jared Cook's going to be the new tight end. But you're not going to have too many newcomers because most of the starting lineup on both sides of the ball returns from that NFC championship team of a year ago. This is a young veteran team with most of its key players back. And I think they're locked and loaded and ready to go. And it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, it's a nice position to be in when the new players you're bringing in basically just have to be role players and provide depth for you. You're not counting on them to play important roles. That certainly wasn't the case just 2 years ago for this team.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think it was a smart decision, too, and it sends the right messages. Getting out ahead of the Cam Jordan trade or deal, when you saw in free agency the other guys in his position making the money he did, took care of him. And as you've been tweeting, look, now it's time to see if they can give a contract to Michael Thomas, which what I think is smart on both sides. If I'm Michael Thomas, I know what I have in number 9, Jeff. I don't know what happens once he leaves, and that could be next year, that could be the year after, but I just don't know. It would behoove me, man, in a sport where anything can happen injury-wise. Give me some guaranteed money right now. So I do like that they're talking, and I think it is big that the Saints, as you tweeted, are comfortable at the $18 million. That's Odell Beckham Jr. money, you know? So you're at least going with the top paid right now receiver. That's a good starting point for sure.
Yeah, they've got to take care of Mike Thomas, and he's outperformed his contract every year he's been here. He's one of the top receivers in the league. He's the first all-pro receiver the franchise has ever had. So you got to reward that production, that durability. He's out there every game. He plays almost every snap. That's the type of player you want to give big money to. And I think Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton would love to get this done before camp. They don't want this to go into training camp as much as already has been reported on this negotiation, with it becoming a potential distraction not only for Mike Thomas, the rest of the locker room, and the media asking questions every day. That's why I expect them to get this thing locked up here in the next few weeks, so they can go to camp, like you said, well, just focusing on the task at hand on the field and not have to worry about some of this off the field stuff. And I think that'll go a long way in the locker room for players coming up to big contracts like Alvin Kamara, Marshawn Lattimore, Ryan Ramczyk. They're going to see that the organization is stepping up and taking care of them, and I think that'll help for their motivation going forward.
Final quick question for you. I think it happens before then, and do you think he deserves to be that? I saw it being bantered this morning nationally. I texted you a little bit about it. You know, the national folks are, hey, he's not Brown, he's not Hopkins, he's not Jones, he's Beckham, he's just under that. I'm like, dude, 97 catches separated the next receiver in receptions last year. He had 128-25 by Tre'Quan Smith. That is the definition of the go-to receiver. It's not a system. That's the definition to me. I think it deserves it.
Well, look at it this way, Gus. I mean, there are very few other top-flight targets in that perimeter core other than the running back position since Mike Thomas has been here. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of people to take the burden off of Mike Thomas. So defenses certainly have focused their coverages on him, and he's still produced at an epic level, an unprecedented level in NFL history, and he certainly deserves to be rewarded. If you don't reward a guy for the production on the field, I don't know what you do. You know, let's look at it conversely. What if, you know, you played for the Buffalo Bills with their quarterback struggles? Is someone going to give you a big contract just because you were in a bad situation and they knew you were better than that? Of course not. You get money for producing on the field for what you do, and Mike Thomas has produced better than any receiver in the league the last few years, regardless of the fact he plays with Drew Brees and one of the great offensive coaches, you know, in NFL history.
At Jeff Duncan _ is where to follow him over on Twitter. He's a columnist for the TopSpeakUnola.com. Jeff, thank you as always for your time, and enjoy your afternoon.
Yeah, Gus, thanks for having me on, buddy. Have a great day.
Sure. Thank you. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. You know what? I'm going to regret this. What? There it is. A little golf clap for you. You got one more Twitter follower after you snuck in your Twitter handle.
At JDKLI.
And you did it again. Unbelievable.
At JD Cleveland.
You're at 301. Yeah, exactly. You still haven't given Joey's Twitter handle. Incredible.
He never gave me his Twitter handle.
Did you ask him?
Hey, Joey, what's your Twitter handle?
Not on the air, man. That's the job of the producer. Jordan asked.
No, because that's how you get a follower.
That's a shame. Why didn't you care about Joey?
You said Joey not on air. You said not on air.
Joey works hard for us.
I know he works very hard for us. None of this would happen without him.
And you show him no respect. No respect. We're only doing that because he hit 60 this past weekend, buddy. That's it. Exactly. We don't know that, you know. We're appreciating every minute we got with you. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save, because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And Wingo.
What do players want to get out of this? Obviously, if there's going to be more money, you're splitting revenue, so you're going to get some of that money. But also, you end up not having any inactives. We don't understand the inactives anyway.
Inactives make no damn sense.
You have 53-man roster and 46 dress on game days. Why?
Yeah.
Just dress them all. I mean, then you have a 10-person practice squad. So out of this, will the players try to get, say, you're going to go two more games? We need more guys on the roster.
Correct.
So do you add five players, which is 160 more? Do you add seven players, which is 225, 224 more? Do you add players to the roster? That's a win for players. Players will be able to play 18 games. Yeah. They will be able to play 18 games. I know you're going to hear a lot of cry foul on it, but all of a sudden, if the money's there and there are more jobs there, you're going to see how feasible it is.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, I legitimately am honestly happy. You know, I consider him one of my good friends. You know, I don't know where I am in the pecking order, but I would say Todd's one of my best friends.
He's my best friend, too.
Okay, you know what? He's not your best friend, but anyway.
Still dribbling between the circles, six to shoot. Dabney, crossover dribble, left elbow, up top, Jay Hook for the win. Yes! 0.9 left, Jay Hook knocks it down from 23 feet straight away, baby. The dagger for the junior from Waco.
Now again, that might have been like win number one of the season. I mean, I'm kidding. I know it was against Marshall. I'm trying to think of the context of it. Again, today, the Pelicans officially naming Ty Graffanini your new voice of Pelicans basketball and radio. I say that not in jest, but it wasn't like the national championship. That's what I appreciate, like, when you listen to him. That's hard to have that kind of enthusiasm like that. He genuinely loves whoever he's with, right? Which has been Tulane for like 30 years of his life. It's crazy. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football. And I'm just excited for that. I'm excited to hear. And it's not that Sean didn't do a great job. Obviously he did. He got called up by the network. Okay. So he's going to ESPN. For those that don't know why is Todd moving on from Tulane to the Pelicans? And where is Sean Kelly? Sean Kelly, he's been filling in and does some games.
You'll probably be hearing him a lot more.
You will see him on national broadcasts. Yes. Right, exactly. So for radio, even for TV. So Sean's moving up to ESPN to call games for Bristol. I have so many graphisms, but.
And you love your graph. I think you probably put in a few headsets at night and.
No.
Press play on that whole playlist and listen to him.
I do.
Listen
to him talk. Let's not.
I can see. I can completely see.
I'm interested what word he's going to come up with. This is probably one of his famous ones. Tremendous.
Am I seeing things?
I mean, I just think like I'm trying to think of what word is he going to put together.
It's going to be something with Zion.
Well, that's because you know that I'm talking about that first one again. We had this argument yesterday. This discussion. Imagine Lakers Pels opening the season. There is the tip. We're underway.
Zymendis.
Ball gets it. Alley-oop! I mean, just gets it. From the tip, alley-oop to Zion. Da-da! I mean, not even 3 seconds in the game.
We're going to have a new
half-court alley-oop.
We're going to have a new soundbite the next day. from what Todd
said. I'm almost feeling whoever the producer is there needs to have a bleep button. I mean, it's a dump button because I just don't, like, what, I'm trying to think of what the call would be. The first, and especially if it's right then on AD.
Oh, bleep.
Oh, bleep. You could. Bleep, yeah, it needs to be one of the shirts. I'm just excited for him. I am. I'm excited for him because I want to hear. I actually just want to listen to Gabe. Believe me, I told you, it was a test. He would always ask me, you know, am I listening to games? And, you know, I had to listen to a lot of Tulane athletic sports when they weren't winning. So I had to listen to a lot of moments, and he somehow found a way to make it interesting. So this will be easy. This will be, as the game just starts, you'll have plenty of excitement and fans and emotion. It's going to be fun. So I'm happy for him. Congrats. The official release is out there. And that being said, well, I'll be lucky to get a text back. Apparently he's busy. You know, he's already too big time for us.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
no, you know what? I can't blame him.
You can't blame
him. Good for him.
Really?
Good for him.
Is it sort of like when you get a phone number, you have to wait a bit? You know what I'm saying? Like when you get a number, is there like a certain, you know, the rules,
unwritten rules.
Do you call? Like you get a number from somebody later today or Thursday at Vinny's. Are you calling that night? Are you calling the next day?
Well,
are
you waiting 2 days? Don't you text me like, hey, this is so-and-so. I've got your number.
They gave you her number. Yeah, she gives you a number, so you don't have to text her, hey, this is so-and-so. You gave me a number.
Yeah, but just to make sure it's the right number.
I'm just asking a time frame.
You do it like right when she gives you the number. That way you know it's actually her number.
Oh, so you have trust issues, don't you?
No.
That's what it is. You have fear issues.
No, I don't.
You feared the Pels playing the Lakers yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And now you're afraid.
Doing this again.
I just told you she gave you the number. She's standing in front of you at Vinny's. Hypothetically, she's standing in front of you.
So
here,
would you Jordan, rather? Would
take
you rather
my
be,
number. You're going to text her immediately in front of her because you don't think it's the right number.
Hey, would you rather be cautious, like you know that that's actually her number, or go home later and not have any number? Because then, if that's actually not her number and she gave you the wrong number, you could go out looking for more fish.
So you do that, you don't see her phone go bloop bloop.
Exactly.
Then what? What are you going to say?
Now you could go free roam. You could go do other things.
Why is she standing in front of you?
Well, she gave you the wrong number, so obviously she's not interested. So now you could go and do something better.
It was just a question of the time frame. You have trust issues.
No, I don't.
I'm just
making it logical.
No, because no one's ever given me the wrong number. So apparently somebody's giving you the wrong number.
No one's ever given me the wrong number.
Well, you're awfully scared that it's the wrong number.
I just set up. Safety measurements.
Safety measurements.
That way I don't get
overly cautious.
That way I don't get played.
I just wanted to know how many. So you're saying immediate? Okay, so. When I text Todd early when I saw the release, I'm like, I should have gotten a text immediately back with time. Is that what you're saying?
No, because you said if you get someone's brand new phone number.
Yeah, right.
It's different if Todd, you already have his phone number.
He could be busy right now. He could be signing paperwork, you know.
Yeah, it's different.
Pictures.
I mean, y'all are friends.
Well,
I mean,
Zion had a photo shoot. I wonder if he has a photo shoot for the media guys.
Zion also said at the beginning of his
look
press
look left, look right. Now, he held his little brother. You know, it's Todd holding a headset. You know, is he doing the smiling left and right? You know, is he recording? I don't know what he's doing right now. All I know is I haven't heard from him. You know what I mean?
Good for him.
I got nothing. Good for him, huh?
Yes, he doesn't
his friend.
He doesn't need your drama in his life.
How is it drama? I was going to have him on to pump himself up, pat himself on the back like I like to do.
Well, you were probably going to make him, you're probably going to belittle him some way.
Me?
Yeah.
Never. Yes. Never.
Yeah, okay. I believe that.
I might have something planned whenever I hear from him again. Anyway, I am happy for him.
Sure you are.
I am. Why don't you believe me?
Because I think you're still trying to get revenge for the whole bubbles comment.
I was right, wasn't I?
No.
No, I was right.
You said Tre'Quan Smith is like the next
That's
best
thing.
That's
not why he called me Bubbles.
Yes, that
no,
is.
No, the Bubbles comment came from the defense and people making plays on the defense.
It was Tre'Quan Smith.
Okay, again, you and everyone else wants to get rid of the guy.
I never said get rid of him.
Second receiver with the most catches last year was?
Yeah, after like.
Was?
Yeah.
Was?
Tre'Quan Smith.
Tre'Quan Smith.
Yeah, like after 97
Okay, well,
reception.
It's not his fault that Mike, the league's best receiver, arguably. It's his fault. Oh, here we go. It's not a battle. It's just he's wrong again.
I'm not wrong.
He was wrong yesterday. He has trust issues today. The bubbles comment came for me saying the defense was good. The Saints played a preseason game, got gashed on the opening play, and he goes, there you go. A monkey could do your job. Where's your great defense? Where's your 85 Bears defense? Because he overreacted on one drive.
I think it was an accumulation of everything.
No.
Yes.
No. You thought the defense was good as well early.
And they were. They were.
It took them a couple of games.
It took them a couple of
they
were.
They were eventually. So you agree that I was right. Give me a bell ring. I won again. Ding, ding.
Not what Trick won.
That's right. Get up, Jordan, because Mickey loves you. Exactly.
Yes! Bubbles love me.
That's right, Graf. Am I right?
You gotta love it.
You know, we can really just have like an interview just by using his Graphisms. You know what I'm saying?
I could probably make
it. Todd, are you happy you're the new voice of your New Orleans Pelicans?
Yes!
If he gives me a few syllables, right? I could key them together.
Is it all due to my friendship with you?
You gotta be kidding me.
See? We can do an interview just with all the Graphisms I have. Right? Don't you think? No? What is it like to hear Jordan's voice in your headset?
Oh my goodness gracious, my ears are gone.
Yeah, that's Sarah.
Well, that is true as well. All right, at ESPN Radio NOLA, this is an interesting tweet, JFAL. He says, give me Hopkins and Julio over Michael Thomas. Okay. Again, earlier this morning on Get Up, Marcus Spears and Mike Greenberg all agree. Antonio Brown, Hopkins, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr. That's one tier. Michael Thomas is just below that.
Wow.
Julio Jones, he not happy. Odell Beckham Jr. is making a little bit more. He wants to get paid. And during the off-season camps, he said he trusts Arthur Blank. He said he'd get it done. He's going to get it done. Let's go to Atlanta out of this break. Carlos Medina up in Atlanta likes to join us, and we talk a little Falcon football. Thoughts over there. Should they make Julio Jones the highest paid receiver? Is it a battle between he and Michael Thomas? Let's talk to Carlos when we come back. The Sports Hangover Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too. Through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
On the Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. You took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It is.
We are all here to do what Falcons do.
Look at that.
At front office, Los is the way to follow Carlos Medina. Carlos, always a pleasure when you join us this afternoon. Is this still the song? What are we listening to this year? What's the theme? What's the hashtag?
Let's see. What is the anthem at this point? I think Rise Up has kind of moved on. Now everything is about In Brotherhood. So brotherhood is very strong here in Atlanta.
I'm trying to get one started for us this year. I'm like, how about just finish strong 2.0? Because I go back the Minnesota game, the Rams game. You start better at Minnesota. If you score touchdowns early, just finish. Finish strong. Finish and handle your business. That's kind of where I'm going with.
How about just don't cut my heart out at the end of the year?
There you go. That's a good one. What would you recommend the Falcons use?
I was going to say, you know, we're already in a point where we've basically cornered the market on bad finishes. So the fact that you've had a couple in the last couple of years, it's just following the trend here in the NFC South.
How much did you love the when the schedule release came out and the Saints came up on their? I mean, look, the video department did a great job on that. I thought it was great. The whole Game of Thrones thing, the Ram taking out the trumpeter, it was fantastic.
Yeah, they've done a really good job. That's one of the things that the Atlanta Falcons have really excelled at. Their website, their content, everything else, everyone's trying to catch what Dallas does because they have so many people that work for their staff. But
right.
they've obviously done a really good job with it of late.
Well, Carlos, I have you on, man, to talk a little bit about the receiver position. Michael Thomas, Saints in talks, trying to get a new deal. 18 mil, that's the highest paid receiver. Beckham has that. Julio, during the offseason workouts, talked about, hey, look, He said what? Arthur Blank told him it'll happen, it'll get done. Both teams in this position, should they make their top receiver the highest paid receiver in the NFL? Speak on Julio's side.
Well, let's start with Julio. All the rankings, all the numbers, everything else he continues to do, it's hard to make the argument that he's not still playing at that level. Now, because of the deal he signed 3 years ago, he's no longer being paid at that level. When you have players like Mike Evans or Odell Beckham Jr. or Nuke Hopkins that are coming through and are basically making, you know, 18 on average, but they're taking home $20 million a year, and you're taking 12, that's where you're going to have that point of contention. And so the Falcons are going to do it. It's just a matter of when. They've basically kept their salary cap space available for that deal and also Deion Jones. But I think a lot of this comes down to a waiting game, because if Michael Thomas gets his new deal, does that reset the market? If Julio Jones gets the deal first, does that reset the market? Also, keep in mind, there's a receiver in Dallas looking for a new deal. So one of these three is going to end up setting the market for everybody else.
That's right, Cooper as well. So, look, you hear this a lot nationally, especially today. I heard it on ESPN. No team has won the Super Bowl where their receiver is the highest paid. You guys had a shot in that Super Bowl game where it would have ended that. Do you think there's merit to that? I mean, because, look, we saw with quarterbacks, whether it's Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, when you pay one player that much, it hinders your salary cap. So kind of look at it from a future standpoint. Do you think it's a smart move to do that?
I don't have any problem with paying for special. And that's at linebacker, that's at defensive end, cornerback, receiver. If you have someone that's special, pay them accordingly. You're only paying 5 to 7 guys on an NFL team serious money anyway. Everyone else is essentially playing on minimum deals, rookie contracts, things along those lines. So if you have somebody special who wins on Sunday, pay them. I find that kind of funny when anybody points out that about receivers, because in the 90s it was, you know, No one who's ever led the league in rushing has won a Super Bowl. Well, then Dallas did that multiple times with Emmitt Smith. Right. No quarterback over 40 has ever done, you know, won a Super Bowl. Well, we've seen that now with Tom Brady. There's always going to be something, some sort of caveat that people will put on a particular player as to why they shouldn't get paid. It comes back to the responsibility of the general manager in the front office to find cheap talent in the draft and draft those players so that you can afford to pay your guys what they're supposed to get in the market.
Carlos Medina, about 2 minutes left with you here. Yeah, I think it makes so much sense with what you're saying, Carlos, and that when you say special, what was it, 97 catches, the difference between the next receiver, which was Tre'Quan Smith, and Michael Thomas. So everyone in the world knows he's getting the ball. He's still managing to get open and produce. That's special, isn't it?
That's special. And keep in mind, you know, Michael Thomas is not the biggest home run hitter. There's guys that have fewer catches and more yards. But for what they ask him to do, he is essential to that offense. And that's all it comes down to. If you're that important to your team, then you're going to get the money. If you're that important to another team, you're going to get your money. It's the whole problem that people have with paying quarterbacks. If you're the quarterback of your team and you're the reason why they win, that's why you're going to get paid at the level that everyone else does.
Extremely busy over on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Can you believe we're a month away, man, from the first Saints practice of training camp? How long are y'all guys?
We're even shorter. We're playing the Hall of Fame game. So we're talking about we're showing up at training camp in a little bit over 3 weeks and getting this thing going because they got 5 preseason games this year.
3 weeks. All right. Well, Carlos, we'll touch base with you then, man. Thank you as always. Appreciate your time.
All right. See you guys. Have a good one.
Yep, at Front Office Los is the way to follow him. Los Medina over on Twitter, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Did you hear that, Jordan? 3 weeks. 3 weeks till training camp for your Atlanta Falcons.
Are they going to make their fans
the
pay?
Dirty Bear.
Are they going to make their fans pay again?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I don't mean this in a bad way. I had to wait for him to get on. Did you see me kind of grin when he said five? That's a lot of preseason games.
A lot.
It's a lot of what
they say.
It's a lot of extra time for those players to have to, you know,
the brotherhood
get out there. Well, that, the brotherhood's gonna be tested.
I mean,
you know, that extra week is a lot. It's an extra.
It's kind of plagiarism.
Game. What do you mean? Why is it plagiarism?
Duke already does that. The brotherhood.
You can't. It's not plagiarism. I mean, if people, exactly. I mean, if people get together, it's, you know, it's a brotherhood. You can't copyright.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
If you have enough money, you can.
Exactly. Poor Atlanta. 5 preseason games.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Enjoy. You know what? How about Julio Jones play all of that in that Hall of Fame game? That'd be great. I'm not wishing for anything. No, all right, so we can talk a little bit more about this. By the way, coming up at 1:30, you might have heard him, Phil Steele. Right, college football around the corner as well. We'll talk to him about who should be some of those teams to keep an eye out on. His thoughts on your LSU Fighting Tigers. All coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.